Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Welcome to Positive Radio. It's Charmaine Hammond, your host with Team Toby. And tonight we're talking about the incredible things we can learn about communication from our dogs. That's right. Animals can be incredible teachers for humans. We just have to take time to notice it and notice the learnings. We recently got back from our Paws Across Canada tour. This was the western leg of Canada, 42 days, 7,500 kilometers. My husband Toby and I in a vehicle, the Tobymo vehicle, as we ventured through 45 communities, met thousands of people, and had some incredible conversations about things like kindness, communication, and how we can make our world a better place. We met some phenomenal change makers along the way. One that stands out in my mind was a young girl in British Columbia, grade 4. And I'll tell you, this child is a visionary. She is a change maker. And I can't wait to see what this little girl creates by grade 6, because in grade 4, she's already created a charity, has raised money for children who are in sick kids' hospitals, and now she's going to invent a stuffed animal that children who are sick and worried and missing their family while they're in the hospital, they can just pet this stuffed animal that she's going to create, and it will take all their worries and fears away, the worry dog. I can't believe what kids come up with and how inspired they are to change the world. Grade 4, I'm going to be doing a blog about her, and we're going to bring her on the show. I talked to her mom at one of the events we did at Petland and said I was so inspired by her. I would like her to share her inspiration and her what she's doing to make the world a better place with our listeners. It's, again, another story about how animals connect humans. It happens everywhere we go. We meet people with phenomenal stories and just such interesting backgrounds, and it all starts over the conversation of our dog, Toby. I don't know. It's pretty incredible. Let's talk tonight about what we can learn about communication from our dogs. You can imagine traveling across the western part of our country in a vehicle, 7,500 kilometers, Toby, my husband Christopher, and I, there was lots of time for communication. Lots of time for communication mishaps as well, which can certainly happen if we don't communicate clearly, consistently, and congruently. Now, years ago, I was a mediator in the corporate world. This was following my career as a correctional officer. That's right, I worked in the jail system with adults and then found my passion working with young offenders. I really thought I could make a difference and had the opportunity to assist many, many young people in Ontario be able to change their ways and become a contributing society member, for most of them anyhow. It was a great experience. I learned a lot about communication, and that actually inspired me to go back to school, get a master's degree, because I did a lot of conflict so much. I got a degree in conflict analysis and management and became a mediator. So for many years, worked in the corporate world, mediating conflicts between employers and employees, between businesses, between community groups, even landlord-tenant situations. And at the beginning of my mediation career, I also mediated separation and divorces and other family conflicts. Lots of opportunity in conflict for communication to go off the trail very, very quickly. So as I'm watching Toby in the times that we get to communicate with him, for example, when we're playing fetch, when we're taking him for a walk, when we're trying a new activity, such as going to the dog beach, communication becomes super important. And what I've noticed is that we have the most success with Toby immediately or shortly after immediately understanding our messages when we speak clearly, we use consistent words or language, and of course, we're congruent. And what I mean by congruent is that our actions actually match our face. So when we do that, Toby responds with ease, and he actually responds quite quickly. Your words, your emotions, and your nonverbals really matter. They're what shape our communication. Those three things combined are what shape how others perceive what it is we're saying. As well, our emotions, nonverbal, and words also create opportunity for understanding or for assumptions. And you and I all know what happens when we make assumptions. We're never right. Assumptions are pretty much always wrong. And the challenge is that if we act on those assumptions, we have another mess to clean up. So clarity, consistency, congruency, really important communicating with your animals. And we can ripple that right over into our human world and say that clarity, consistency, and congruency is just as important in how we communicate with each other as humans, in our families, in our communities, even in our workplaces. You know, one of the other lessons that Toby has taught me about communication is how valuable simplicity is. I think as humans, we add a lot of extra words and a lot of extra descriptions into what it is that we're saying to kind of paint a picture for the listener. And sometimes maybe we have to go back to that pure form of communication, that simple form of communication, and provide the listener the opportunity to check in if what we're saying doesn't land well, which often happens, or if what we're saying just simply doesn't make sense. So let's add simplicity to the mix. You know, it's all about speaking to be understood, not to be right. And I saw this all the time in mediation, that people spoke and voiced their opinions not to be understood or validated by the other people in the conversation. They spoke to be right. And if we focus all our energy on being right, nobody wins. There's no winner in a conversation. And in fact, we really don't want to create contests out of our communication. The whole goal is about being collaborative, respectful, and being understood. And dogs are great. If you watch them communicate with people, we can learn a lot. Toby, actually, is communicating through his eye signals when he wants something, rather than him barking at it and getting all frantic, which he still does from time to time, especially if there's a Kong involved. But when he wants to play, what he'll often do is bring his ball or toy over, drop it on the floor, he'll back up, and he'll often actually run behind something as if he were hiding. And then he'll catch your eyes. He'll make eye contact with you, and he'll look at you. Then he'll quickly look down at the ball, and he's not moving his head. It's simply his eyes. And he'll look at you and move his eyes back down to the ball, look at you, eyes back down to the ball. And what he's doing is telling us his ball is there. He wants to have it thrown at him. He will do this as long as you are sitting in the chair. We've had this go on 5 or 10 minutes. Sometimes he just gets impatient, can't wait, goes and grabs the ball, brings it over, puts it in your lap, and barks at you to play. But I love these moments where we're communicating through our eye signals. What we can also do is direct him using that same approach. So we can actually look at him and then look at where we want him to place the ball. Look at him, look at where we want him to place the ball. Look at him, look at where we want him to place the ball. We keep repeating that. And he'll eventually, usually after about anywhere between maybe 6 to 8 times, he'll go grab the ball or toy and then put it where we want him to place it, which we showed him with our eye signals. So one of the things we can do is really have fun learning to communicate with clarity with our pets. So simplicity is important, speaking to be understood, not to be right. And, of course, if something doesn't land well, we've all had those conversations where something slips out of our mouth and, words are like tossing a pebble. Once it's gone and once it's out there, it's landed. And our words are the same way. The best thing we can do if we say something that doesn't land well, it offends somebody, maybe it upsets them, they reacted a way that you weren't anticipating, What we can do is the mulligan. All of our golfer friends out there are kind of smiling right now because they know the mulligan is the do-over. We can do the do-over immediately. As soon as we notice our words have had an impact, we can just say, I'm sorry. Can I do a mulligan? Can I do a do-over? Let me repeat that a different way. I don't think that landed very well. It wasn't what I meant to say. Let me try again. When we can use those types of phrases, people will generally be really forgiving with us, give us that opportunity to correct it, and then, of course, move on. So these are things, clarity, consistency, congruency, matching your words, emotions, and nonverbals to a package that really creates clear communication and avoids assumptions. And, of course, adding some simplicity and speaking to be understood, not to be right. These are things we can apply in everyday life, talking to our children, our spouses, our friends, at the workplace, even at places that we volunteer, and on the sports field if we play sports. A couple of other things I wanted to say. During our Paws Across Canada tour, we had the opportunity to visit some schools and Boys and Girls Clubs and other children's programs. And one of the things that I think is so great about watching children communicate is they are curious. They ask a lot of questions, and they ask open-ended questions. Who, what, where, when, why, and how. Powerful, powerful questions when we want to improve the dialogue we have with other human beings. And, of course, children are not only curious, but they're simple. And they're non-judgmental in how they ask a question. So if you want to learn about asking great, open-ended, non-judgmental, non-leading questions, go listen to a 4- or 5-year-old in the playground, and they'll teach us how to do it. A couple of other things that we can say about communication and what we've learned from communicating with our dog, Toby, is to manage the distractions. That might be cell phones, other noise, other people. Check for understanding. If you need to repeat the communication, do that again. Focus on what you're trying to say and making sure the message comes out clearly. And sometimes, you know, the less words, the better. And, of course, the loudest bark doesn't necessarily win. Those are a few lessons that we can learn about communication from our pets. And, you know, one of the other things that we can learn from our pets is the power of kindness and unconditional acceptance. Don't you love it when you come home from work or being away from home and your pet just runs to the door, your cat or your dog, whatever pet you've got, and it's like you've been gone forever. They simply can't wait to see you. I just love that element, and wouldn't it be great if we could transfer that into our human relationships? Pets teach us a lot. They really help us become better human beings. Until next time, I want to thank you all for listening to Positive Radio. Let's take some time this week to notice what we're learning from our pets. Please post your comments or your learnings on our Facebook page, The Original Team Toby. And, of course, our webpage is the same thing, theoriginalteamtoby.com. Or you can post it on Twitter, Team Toby and the number 2. TEAMTOBY and the number 2 on Twitter. And, of course, we'll be planning our next Paws Across Canada tour, heading out to Saskatchewan and Manitoba is our next leg of the tour. We'll be doing that in September. So if you would like Toby to come and visit your school, your workplace, or your community event, please, please get in touch with us through Facebook or the website. TheOriginalTeamToby.com. We would love to come to your community and help build a kinder community, a kinder Canada, one paw, one person at a time. Again, thanks for listening to Positive Radio. This is Charmaine Hammond, and until next time, let's be kind to one another.